This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 21st. God's word for you today is remembered forever. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 to 9, and it says, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever." 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 to 11 says, "For God is the one who provides seeds for the farmer and then bread to the eater. In the same way, it will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. I remember the first time God challenged and led me to give more than 10%. It was not convenient, but I can tell the story today by the grace of God. Give more. People can tell such stories to their children and grandchildren, and they will be inspired because mom or grandpa is a person of faith. Pastor challenged us to give X amount to cover the health insurance for a family of six. But guess what? Your grandma did. Guess what your mom did? I cleared my account and I paid for five families and I trusted God. And your children or grandchildren are like, you are a superhero. I remember the first book I wrote, New Creation Reality. I felt that I was not to take a single royalty from that book. We have sold and given away thousands of copies until today. I have not made any money from that book. My first book was my first fruit. I will tell this inspirational story to my children and my children's children if Jesus tarries. I can tell the story of the first car I gave away to someone that needed it. It was tough to take that step, but it is also always inspirational to give. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6 says, "One handful of peaceful repose is better than two fistful of worried work, more spitting into the wind. One handful living means you have the other hand free to receive. When you receive, what do? You give out. While one hand is free, you have the other one full. That is how it is. One hand is free, you have leverage. You can help somebody up, and you can do other things with a free hand. You have leverage. You are not completely choked. The question is, are you accumulating on earth what you cannot keep, or are you investing in heaven what you cannot lose? Travel light. Do not let the things you have rob you of the life you deserve. Travel light. Practice one handful living. How do you achieve the one handful living? Throw out. Buy less. Give more. Jesus traveled light. The time he did not travel light, he was bearing our burdens on the cross. Jesus carried your burden, your excess baggage, and your weight so that you can travel light." Let us pray. Father, according to your word, provide and increase my resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in me. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.